Has anyone received the latest edition of the Guinness Book of World Records for Christmas, I wonder? It's a wonderful book of all sorts of improbable but true facts, and I love reading it. It's been fun to read it over the years. Such facts make for fascinating reading, don't they? But by and large, they don't affect us. Yet there's one improbable yet nonetheless true fact unmentioned in the Guinness Book of World Records that is of vital significance to everyone today. God loves us. Or as John put it in his gospel, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life," life with God. The creator of not only the world, but the universe, loves us. It's an amazing fact that God, who created and sustains all that we know, is bothered about every single one of us. More than bothered, he loves us. The second improbable but equally true fact is that God gave his only Son for us. Today we remember the coming of Jesus to Bethlehem, but this was only the first stage of God showing his love for all of us. The baby of Bethlehem became the Christ of Calvary. It was on his cross that he showed the full extent of God's love for us, the price he was willing to pay to bring about our reconciliation with God as our Heavenly Father. How could God love us so much? It's a mystery, but it's also an improbable but true fact. The third improbable but true fact is that God's gift to us is eternal life. In this world, nothing is eternal, is it? Everything wears out. The carpet or those pots and pans with a lifetime guarantee all wear out eventually. And can you find that guarantee after 10 or 20 years? I can't anyway. And that is also true of us, isn't it? We eventually wear out. But Jesus offers hope of life not just now or till we wear out, but for eternity with God. If this isn't good news, I don't know what is, especially at a time when many more of us are aware of the fragility of human life. The fourth, the final improbable fact that I have for you this morning, but a true fact, is this: that the only condition that God places on us to receive his gift is that we reach out and accept his gift, that we believe and put our trust in him. Here God wants to give us a Christmas gift, and just like any gift, it needs to be received. Well, my prayer is for you, for me, for everyone, that we may discover or rediscover this God and receive his gift of life for ourselves again this Christmas. May we prepare our hearts to welcome him into our lives this day of all days, Christmas Day, when we remember Jesus coming at Bethlehem. May we prepare him a place for him, not in a manger, not in a stable, but in our hearts and in our homes and in our community as we celebrate the coming of Jesus this Christmas. Let me wish you a very happy Christmas, full of life and love and not least the love of God. May God bless you. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for Jesus coming into our world. Thank you that he transformed the world. Thank you that he's transforming lives even today. Come and transform our lives, Lord, we pray. May our lives indeed be full of your love. May our lives reflect your love and bring that light and that love and that transformation to a world that is in great need, as we've recognized again this last year, 2020. Be with us this Christmas day. May it be full of laughter and life and love. Yes, your love, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.